master Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take a side, the total, or even player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Go to MyBookie.ag to open an account and start winning. Use promo code 590 when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get in on the action. Visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. That's 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie.ag and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Attention Tiger fans, get in the game at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill this season and join the fun for their MIZ watch parties hosted by me, 590's own TJ Moe, during select dates throughout the season. Come watch the game with me and enjoy great specials including Truman Nachos, Tiger Style Fries, the MIZ Burger, and more. Also, customers can enter to win a trip to the zoo later this season, including tickets, a cooler, a $100 Visa gift card, and some cool drinks to get your tailgate started. Get all the info and official dates at HotShotsNet.com.
And a song.
And women.
Some guys, that's all they think about. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the anniversary edition Opinions Playhouse. It was 1 year ago today, October 2nd, 2017. We first walked into this studio, said the very first words on 590. Did this show for the first time. Things were shaky. They started looking like they might fall apart. And then everything just sort of fell into place. And I truly believe this is the best show it's been in at least 5 or 6 years. So still working on it to make it even better. Thank you for sticking with us. We appreciate it.
Hey!
Playhouse is brought to you by Mark and Jason. We'll talk about them. after we tell you who's in the room here at the control board for actually more than a year, but he's certainly been here for this first year and just a little before that. The man who we're so glad decided to come back here after 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. Say hello to Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, and Limey, you say hello to them.
Hello to everybody out there. Hope you're having a great day.
All right, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Also been here for the whole year and about 30 years before that. Can't get rid of him. In the glass box, the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, former car salesman, almost a Mary Kay cosmetic salesman, broadcast professor, and so much more. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
On the road regularly, but not today. If he was, at least he pulled off and made a turn to come back and be in the studio today. We're glad he's here. I don't know where he'll be tomorrow. I can't tell you he'll be in the studio. He may decide to head north or south or go westbound or go... The only guy actually saying something is Tim, and I have no idea what he's saying. It sounded like, he's a big hog. I don't know what he said.
I said he was motorcycling today. He's hogging. He's hogging.
Okay, so I did hear hog.
And Trevor just yells my name real loud.
You know, when you see like a guy, a Harley guy with a t-shirt, hog, chapter, Peoria, you know what hog stands for? Mm-mm. Harley Owners Group.
Well.
Huh? Whoa. A few things about that.
Wow. Okay.
Now, that's... did you say hello to everybody, Bill?
No, I was just stunned by that.
Okay. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. Also in the house, never sat in the studio with him till a year ago today. Honestly, I inherited... We inherited this guy. They pointed him out to me, and they said... You want this guy to do your news? And I said, no. I said, well, too bad. He's on the payroll. You're getting him anyway. And it all worked out, as it does so often if you just give it a chance. He is head of the entire news department for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's a newscaster. He's an author. He's the official digital clock resetter. Oh, yes, and there's one other thing he does. That's right. The Jim Rockford of this show is this guy, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator this month with a new book of 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. You can buy it online at badmoodgoodmood.com. The name of the book is Bad Mood, Good Mood. It'll put you in a good mood, trust me. Chapter 34 is called The Stupid Off, and it's the story of the day that I was a radio talk show host and I gave a $100 gift certificate away to whoever could tell me the stupidest thing that ever did in their life. And far and away, there was clearly a winner on this day of what this guy's wife did.
And if you want to know, you buy the book.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how you leave them hanging.
It's called The Tease.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Hebe Jimenez. Hebe, you've been with us for like 35 years. Way to go, man. Nobody has ever laid a hand on us. I'll tell you, you talk about good security, bodyguard. No better than Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
Well, look at this. Thank you, Rat Boy. He brought us in a wheel of, he said it was a year old. Year old what?
Cheese.
1 year old cheese. Oh. Celebrating a year. Well, that's thoughtful. Hang on a second. Did you check the back door again?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing there but a fidget spinner.
You know what? You're too hung up on that fidget spinner. That butt plug fidget spinner. I can't even say it. It's so disgusting. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra? Yes. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. That's two people. One is Mark Reardon, the other is Jason Becker. They're with Stiefel. Stiefel
is a member of the SIPC and the NYSC. Now, why would you want to contact Mark and Jason? Well, a couple of reasons. If you have $25,000 or more to invest, you might want to have a meeting with them, let them give you their take on what you're doing with that money. Also, if you are thinking about retiring or changing jobs, and at your present job, you have a 401k plan or some other sort of company retirement plan, you need to know the answer to some questions. You may not even know to ask these questions, much less know the answers. Like, should you cash that money out or should you do a direct rollover to an IRA? Do you pay tax on the money? How much tax? Are there penalties? How long do you have to pay it before there are penalties? Do you get favorable tax treatment for that particular money? What's the growth potential of the money? And on and on and on. And that is why I would like for you to consider setting up a meeting with Mark and Jason. They're financial advisors, and it won't cost you anything. And there's no pressure, and there's no obligation. And it starts with you going to this website, markandjason.com. You hear it every day, markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Well, that's a lot of places. Johnny Cash cut that record before he even knew who Bill Clavlin was. He knew somebody was going to go to all these places, so he sang that song about it. Bill Clavlin is in the studio with us today. And I just had a complete and total brain freeze.
Window World?
Yeah. Yeah. I just had a blank, just a total blank slate.
You're on 590 The Fan.
I am? Oh, yeah, I am.
Window World.
Bill is brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. And if you want to know about this terrific product and this terrific company, you go to windowworldstlouis.com. Turn on those microphones and let's hear it for Bill Clavlin.
Wow, definitely.
That's all the mics are on. They're all on.
At least you remembered that part.
Yeah, well, I got a lot on my plate, buddy.
I was actually saying, well, during your introductions, I was thinking to myself, at least my group of fans is bigger than Tim's news department. So,
you're mistaken there.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry.
These reporters are never in here. They're out reporting, and then they feed.
You know what? I didn't
you've never
of that.
Seen them.
Guess,
they're not here.
That. And guess what?
Yes.
My good man, just today, we made an executive decision, because I was late, I might add, to run the NBC newscast with all the sound bites and reporters before I do my local. So the news department just like expanded by 600.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Which is 596 more than you got.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wow. There, boy, that. Don't I feel stupid.
Yeah, take that, Lady Gaga. That didn't even make sense.
Lady Gaga.
Well, it's a nose joke.
Lady Gaga.
Nose humor.
What is Lady Gaga's? She's a big nose?
She's got a pretty big
kinda
nose.
Got a honker there.
I didn't know that.
Do we give Lady Gaga a boing?
I think we do.
Do we?
I think so.
Well,
she can look hot.
Mm-hmm. We pontificated last hour what would happen if you made out with Barbara Streisand, Bill.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry I missed that.
Yeah, it was quite the conversation.
She's disgusting. I don't like her.
She's disgusting.
Barbara Streisand?
She's got great boobs, though. You got to give her some points for that.
Yes. Right.
Good boobage. That's some points.
All right. So, where do we go from here? Yeah. You had on one of the Oak Ridge boys I know earlier today,
I was thinking
about how to tie that in, and I thought I'd talk about the Grand Ole Opry a little bit. I have been to the Opry, I don't know, 10, 15 times just to see a show.
10 or 15?
Oh, yeah. My brother lives in Nashville.
Well, my wife and I will have to talk to you because we want to go. We've never been. I've been on stage at the Grand Ole Opry, but we've never been out there and seen a show.
It's cool. It is a real throwback. So just a little bit of history for people who don't know. So this is the world's longest running radio program. It started
WSM.
The WSM Barn Dance. Yeah, November 28th, 1925.
Wow.
Started in a little radio studio on the fifth floor of a life insurance company, and so they were obviously the sponsors. And then as it became more popular, they started to have audiences, and they moved into several different small theaters. Eventually, they moved into the Ryman Auditorium, which I think most people have heard of in downtown Nashville. Outgrew that, and they built the what is currently the Grand Ole Opry House. That opened in 1974. Richard Nixon was there for the opening night, actually played the piano for their first show, and that's where they have had their home ever since. There was a major flood, people may remember, within the last 10 years, I guess, and that absolutely, I can't say destroyed the entire building, but it took them a while, I think a year or so, to actually bring it back to life. And part of what happened after they refurbished things after that flood, they added some new things for people if they visit. Now, I know you mentioned you've been on stage. I was fortunate enough to see a couple of shows from the stage, but unless you knew somebody, right, or you were there as part of a radio station or whatever, or with the artists, you didn't have that opportunity to go on the stage or to go backstage, and that's all changed now. So if you go to visit the Grand Ole Opry, you can do a backstage tour, which is really cool. They do them all throughout the day, and so you will go through they open up all of the dressing rooms, which have all been redone. They're really cool looking, and you can go into some of them, and you can kind of see where all these artists that you know and love, you know, everybody from whether it's Garth Brooks or some of these new artists that are just now part of the Grand Ole Opry family, I guess you could say. You can peek in their into those dressing rooms. You can go into what they call, I believe they still call it like the family room. So this is the pretty long room directly behind the stage, and this is where everybody kind of gathers, you know, just to chill out before their name is called for them to go up on stage. And then you actually will go on the Grand Ole Opry stage. And what is special about the Grand Ole Opry stage, and Frank will know this, there is a circle in the middle of the stage.
Yep.
And that wood from that stage was taken from the Ryman Auditorium before it moved to the Opry House. And so everyone from, you know, Elvis Presley, Patsy Cline, Hank Williams, you know, all these people have stood on that circle at some point. And so it's a real special time for people who are either performing on the Opry for the first time.
How many nights? It's just one night a week, right?
No. So they'll do, I was just talking to Dan, I think they do a Tuesday night, a Friday night, and a Saturday night.
Wow.
And then in the winter time, they actually move the show to the Ryman Auditorium because it's not quite as popular in the winter. But you can still see, obviously, they still do it every Saturday night in the winter. They just move it down to
the
Ryman
best
Auditorium.
Night? Saturday?
I would say Saturday night for folks who are looking for. Now, here's the thing. So the Opry has done any given night, you might see Carrie Underwood or Garth Brooks or, like you mentioned, Vince Gill or, you know, some of these bigger stars that everybody knows. But then they'll also have people that, unless you were a country music fan
that's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to go there and see. I know he just died, little Jimmy Dickens.
But I think they do a pretty good job of weaving the old artists in with the new artists. So the entire show generally is not all people wouldn't know.
I don't like the old Porter Wagner stuff. If I went and all they had was old bluegrass type, I'd be mad.
Didn't Dolly Parton get started with Porter Wagner?
Yes.
Yes.
And he had those coats were just
those
sequined
cowboys.
Yeah, I didn't like him either.
Yeah. Well, he's dead, so you won't have to see him.
Too country for me.
He's dead, so you won't have to see him. But I think you'd enjoy it. And you can obviously go on their website. They schedule pretty far in advance, at least a couple of months, so you can plan your trip around.
But on the schedule, do they have the names of the big names that show up, like Garth Brooks, or do they just pop in because they have a free night?
It depends. There are people who will just pop in, but for the most part, and again, back to getting people in the doors, they do, like I said, a couple of months usually in advance, they will put who's on the lineup for that night or scheduled to be there. So, but it is a lot of fun, especially if you're a country music fan or you just like history. Again, the world's longest running radio program.
And from what I can tell, again, I can't believe we've never been. We need to go. But it's a throwback to old live radio because they have the WSM microphones, don't they?
What's interesting, I think, is that the show, and they used to actually run it on television as well. I can't remember what the television network was. But when you're watching in person, it really is a radio program. That's their first
right.
Priority, and which is very interesting because they have the old school announcers there doing the commercials in between sets, and so it's you're almost kind of an afterthought as an audience member. Obviously, they're singing to you and you're watching them perform, but it's really all about the radio,
right.
And so that's I think is pretty cool. So check that out. If you want some more, you go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Got him fired up today, buddy.
Yeah. They do seem extra enthusiastic.
Yeah,
today.
I thought so.
Grand Ole Opry. The only other, and by the way, he was on that Me Too list of harassers, Garrison Keillor, Country Home Companion, the public radio live radio show that he did. There's not much of it left except for that. The Grand Ole Opry on satellite radio? It has to be.
They play it on a station that Willie Nelson runs.
Willie's Roadhouse.
That's right.
Okay, good to know. That was Bill Cleveland. Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Don't you dare buy any other replacement window if you're AM and the PM. Until you've at least looked at Window World. And then I think, I know what you'll choose once you do that. We don't talk about our river cruise very often, the Rhine River Cruise. I believe we have 5 cabins left and that's it. I know it's not till June 26th next year that we depart, but folks, please don't dunce around here. Well, it's not till June. 5 cabins is not much. They're gonna be gone. This is about round numbers. $9,000 a couple, $4,500 per person. That's twice what we normally spend to go on these trips, all of us, listeners, us. But we skipped a year, so we doubled up. And I would encourage you to go on YouTube and just type in the 5-star, just type in Amadeus Silver 2. That's the ship. I think it's 165 passengers. My goodness, we're going to make up almost half of this boat. We'll take the thing over. And just spectacular scenery up the Rhine River. Again, June 26, 2019, about 10 days total by the time you leave here and get back home. Julie Wilson, the world's greatest travel agent, will tell you everything you need to know and send you all the information. The information you need to know first, including how to get a hold of her, is on our Facebook page, right, Dan? Still
yes.
Up at the top? Facebook.
Yes,
dot,
it is.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Drove by a house yesterday. It's the neighborhood that my son has moved into, and one of the homes had been teepeed. I don't know that I understand TPing a house. When do they normally do it? Like homecoming, or it's not Halloween yet, or because somebody doesn't like somebody's kid, so they're TPing their house.
I think now it's different. Now, if you get TPed, they like you. That's what.
May like you, but they've messed up your yard, and if it rains,
it's horrible.
It's like paper mache. Yeah. It's a complete mess.
Yeah.
I would not be happy. I looked at those people's house and I thought, oh my goodness, you got to really be. Not too pleased.
I think the worst one I ever saw was somebody used toilet paper and then, the...
Used toilet paper.
No, they used toilet paper.
Oh, that would be bad.
That would be bad. But then, from paper shredders, the little bits, they had dumped all of that on somebody's front lawn.
That's too much.
That's going a bit far beyond, but I saw that. I was like, wow. That's,
well, you'd have to go through it with a bag and try to kind of vacuum it up.
Yeah. Did you see it because you participated?
No. This actually happened in a house in a subdivision in St. Charles.
I spent 10 years in professional hockey, and the practical jokes that those guys pulled on each other was borderline criminal.
Yeah.
Some of the things that one guy had what do you call it when you just got the sunroof that comes off or the T-top that comes off?
Target top.
Okay, yeah, a moonroof or something. Somehow they got that.
It comes off as a target top.
And the guy ordered 10,000 crickets. And dumped them in
the car.
Uh-huh. And then put like a couple bags of flour in there on top of it.
See, that's not even funny.
Well, I mean, it was, cinder blocks up and take all four tires off the car, stuff like that.
That's
if you dump a bag of flour in a car, good luck getting all of that out. It could be in the air conditioning vents or the cracks of the seats. That's not funny.
There was somebody in school, I remember, and I don't think this is bad at all now that Tim has just shared his story, but those packing peanuts filled the entire car full of them. And they're, you know, we're still picking those things out 3 years
later. You know what I hate about those things? They cling to your hands.
Yeah.
You can't throw them off because they static electricity, they stick to you.
Yeah.
And you open a box, and then all those things just like jump onto your clothes.
Yeah.
Those popcorn peanuts. I like the shipping with the bubble wrap stuff.
Yeah.
And some of them are those big squares that are inflated. Man. That's
I prefer the mind practical jokes when you mess with somebody. I had a guy sue me one time that I thought was a friend of mine for something that was dumb. We were in business together and it went sour and he sued me. And he lost. I mean, it was thrown out. It was totally frivolous, but it ended our friendship. And about 2 years later, I imitated the voice of an executive of a radio station, actually, in Nashville, Tennessee, and convinced him I was this guy and had him drive 4 hours down for a job interview.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Now, that's good.
And told him to bring his wife and said, go ahead and put yourself up at the Hyatt and bring me the receipt and we'll reimburse you the next day and the whole bit. I got him. I got him good. That's the best one I ever did.
I am not a practical joker. I don't do practical jokes. I don't TV houses. The only time, and Dan will appreciate this because he knew this guy, and it's kind of what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a country station, and there was a guy, one of the nicest guys ever in country music, Davey Lee. Dan, I know.
Yeah.
And Davey had that a perfect good old boy country voice. He'd, David Lee, God love you. You know, God love you, young'un. He'd always call everybody a young'un. God love you. And I could do, especially on the phone, a great Davey Lee. So the program director, it was winter, and for some reason, like half the people who worked had the flu, and a couple of the people on the air had the flu. And so I go into the program director's office for something. He's just got his head down. I said, what's wrong? He goes, oh, man. He said, everybody's sick with the flu. We're going to have anybody go on the air. We're going to have people working triple shifts or something. He said, if anybody else calls here and can't come in, I would have to go off the air. As soon as he said it, I go down the hall and get on the phone, tell the receptionist, look, it's David. Can I talk to Bill? He answers the phone. I said, Bill, God love you. I don't know what I've come down with, young'un, but I can't come in today. And Bill said, oh, come on, no, Davey, no. He goes, man, you know me. If I could, I would. God love you, young'un. I just can't come in today. They hung up. So then I deliberately walked back, and Bill's got his head in his hands. I said, now what? He said, now what? Now Davey has called in. I'm going to have to work his shift for him. I said, what did he say? He said he's got the flu or something. And I said, well, when he did it, I didn't sound kind of like this. And he said, you son of a... And he said, that's the only time I did it. But it didn't last long. I didn't let the burn set in.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, Dan Strauss, I don't remember much, but I remember that fake lottery ticket deal.
Oh,
and you destroyed some family relationship there for a while. Giving somebody one of those fake lines, and she thinks she's won $10,000 or whatever it was, and Dan just lets her keep thinking.
It was my former sister-in-law.
Well, you should have just said immediately, it's a joke. No, you just sat there and enjoyed it.
No, we kept going. She's hugging everybody, kissing everybody, and screaming.
Yes, I won! Oh, my God! $10,000! I know, wait just for a second here. Did you check the door again? For any gifts or anything, Dan?
Yeah.
Anything? Nothing?
Yeah, nothing
Check
yet.
The back door again?
Back door? You know what? There was something at the back door.
You're awful concerned about his back door.
We're waiting.
No.
No, we're waiting the arrival of what we know are going to be some shockingly spectacular one-year anniversary prizes. I got to give him this, the owner. He's pushing it right up to the 6 o'clock. He's letting the sweater
There out. Was an envelope in give the back door, but it's not from the owner.
He's probably trying to make this thing, just like, you know,
from someone, and it said to the large morning show in the afternoon.
What was that?
And it said, hope you enjoy this. $590 the fan, private box at Busch Stadium for the Cardinals 2018 playoffs. tickets.
That's about as good as your subscription to the Globe Democrat.
Yeah. Right?
Or a complete car stereo from CMC Stereo. Congratulations. Everybody is 590. I don't know what to make of the soccer mom suing the school. I guess I don't have all the facts. It just seems to me that when a kid's mom sues the school because her son got kicked out, he probably is not on the soccer team because he's just not this year good enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be a possibility.
That's what the coach said. And thank goodness the judge threw it out.
Yeah. If anybody cares, we now know where the Republican convention will be in August of 2020. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
That's where my wife and I bought the first piece of furniture we ever bought after we were married was a couch at Pearlman Furniture on Independence Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was $158, and we took a one-year payment plan to pay off a $158 couch. The good old days. So there you go. Can you even believe that, though, that we're almost halfway to another major election? That just seems...
Now, what's the big election coming up in November?
30
some midterms.
Days?
Midterms. The midterms?
Yeah, right. A lot of...
For the Senate and Congress and stuff.
For that. I like this story. This is... there was a woman... Susan Brough is her name. She's the mother of Heather Heyer. Heather Heyer was a counter-protester who was killed last year at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. So her daughter was protesting the white supremacy people. So this woman is just at the McDonald's drive-thru, and the truck in front of her has a Confederate flag. And the guy in the truck recognizes her in his mirror. And she's feeling weird. Here's a guy with a Confederate flag. And he buys her meal. Says, I want to pay for the vehicle behind me. And the reason that I think that's important is we got to stop assuming that just because somebody has a Confederate flag or because they have a bumper sticker that's... Democratic or Republican, we got to stop this assuming that person is a horrible person and that I would hate you if I knew you. And it's not true. This Confederate flag thing has been forced. The people that I don't know how to put this. The Confederate flag. I grew up in Tennessee. Confederate flags were everywhere. Never ever did it have anything to do with racism. It just meant they were proud of the Confederate soldiers. I know the whole thing about the, I know all the, but somehow it became like the swastika.
Right.
Not everybody that has a Confederate flag or had a Confederate flag is a bad person or hates black people. It's just not true. But now we've made it that, so nobody wants to have a Confederate flag anymore because that's what you'd assume. If anybody is interested in becoming a pilot, there's a pilot shortage, especially with companies like UPS and FedEx. Guess Ooh. Why? Amazon.
Mm.
They're flying more cargo and stuff now than ever, and they need pilots. And I'm reading this article. Here's a 24-year-old female. Her name is Bailey Gorin. She's a former intern at UPS. She realized they had a pilot shortage. She's now first officer pilot at Ameriflight. First officer pilots start... They make, and this is just first officer, not captain, $200,000. The captains make $310,000. As a pilot, I'm going to tell you that I, over the years, have talked to a lot of pilots. There was a time not long ago when pilots didn't make squat. I used, one of the guys that helped teach me to fly left and went to work for one of the, the commuter flights, just small town to small town. And I remember when he told me he was going to make $27,000.
Wow, what year was this?
This was 25, 30 years ago. Oh, okay. But still, 27 grand. And now, with a pilot.
Wow.
And they'll probably, I would imagine, pay for your training, UPS or FedEx or whatever, or the airlines. Folks, if you're interested in flying, jump on it. Jump on that and learn to fly.
a truck driver shortage also.
Yes, there is a trucker shortage, again, because of all the... Yeah. That stuff hits the ground at the airport, it has to be transported to the distribution points to be delivered to your house.
And they talked about lowering the age to 18
for truck drivers,
which I think would be a mistake.
I think that's a mistake.
Yeah.
I heard there was an FM DJ shortage.
It was about to be an AM. It's about to be an AM, whatever, DJ, whatever we are, shortage. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's actually true.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm sure it is true. So, there's an older couple in a fast food restaurant, and this guy is watching the older couple, and he notices that the old man orders one hamburger, one order of French fries, one drink, and he goes and sits down with his very elderly wife. And the observer, the guy watching, watches the old man cut the hamburger very carefully in half, exactly in half. And then he takes the French fries and counts them, one for her, one for him, one for her, one for him. Even amount of French fries for each one. Neat little pile. And he took one sip of the soft drink, pushes it toward his very elderly wife, and she takes a sip. And this guy is thinking, this is the sweetest and saddest thing that I have ever seen in my life. That poor old couple. They can't afford but one burger, one order of fries, and a Coke, yet they're sharing, making sure that everything is equal. And then he started to notice that the husband... They would share the drink. He'd take a sip, she'd take a sip. But the husband was eating his half the hamburger and his fries. But his old, old wife hadn't taken a bite. Her half is still on the plate. So finally, this guy can't stand it anymore. And he walks over and says, folks, please, it would be my pleasure to buy you another hamburger, another order of fries, another drink, so you wouldn't have to share like that. And the old lady says, no, thank you. She says, we're used to sharing everything. It's not really about being that poor. We just like to share. And then he sees the old man, his wife, his face was napping. He's finished his half hamburger, finished his fries. She still hasn't taken a bite. And the young guy says, ma'am, it's really none of my business, but I watched your husband here eat, and not you. And I don't understand. What are you waiting for? She says, I'm waiting to use the teeth.
Get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Farmers Insurance. Bumper to bumper eastbound 7270 to an accident at Air Flight. Stop and go southbound 270 Olive to Manchester. You're jammed westbound 44 Jefferson to Shrewsbury. Slow southbound 55 at Potomac, and they cleared the accident southbound 141 before Conway. From a bear messing up a car interior to a deer damaging a pool liner, they've covered it. Talk to Farmers Insurance. We know a thing or two, because we've seen a thing or two. Reporting for 590 The Fan, I'm Tori Lyons. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at the Appliance Discounters.
Club Fitness has something for everybody during our Fall into Fitness sales event. Join now in October for just $5. Sweater season's now sweating season with free group classes, free kids club, 24-hour access, and 23 locations. All of that for just $5. The Fall into Fitness $5 sales event ends October 31st, so hurry into a location near you. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Learn more at clubfitness.us. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book called Bad Mood, Good Mood. 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. If you want to turn your bad mood into a good mood, this is the book for you. Check it out online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
All right, he's here. Whoa, hit my microphone. I'm fine. I'm okay. Mike Evans is in Dallas, Texas. He's ready to clue us in on the latest, I don't know, gossip goings-on around L.A. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They were closed yesterday because they're only closed on Monday. They're next door to each other, and they're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, and they're both fantastic places. And they sell thousands of gift cards every year. I'm not kidding. Thousands of gift cards. You don't need to wait for the holidays. Any day is a good day to give somebody a gift card to Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse Restaurant. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Yeah, baby.
Now, do you drink out of a real wine glass or just any glass?
It's a wine glass, but it's sort of a short, round, little tumbler wine glass, not a stemmed wine glass.
I don't know much about wine, but I do not think wine tastes good out of styrofoam or plastic cups.
It
has to be glass.
You don't do that. Hey, I'm coming to St. Louis in a couple of weeks. In a few weeks, I need to call and make a reservation. At Annie Gunn's.
Well, do it. Do it now.
My daughter, Nani, no. She said, are we going to Annie Gunn's while you're here?
Does she talk like that?
No, she talks like this.
Hello, how are you going to
That's how she talks.
It would be a really good Donald Duck if you can understand what he was saying.
Oh, shut up.
I understood that.
How about that?
Oh, see, wow. That was a little rough.
See, that's pretty good, huh?
A little rough.
If you couldn't understand, me, there would be you would be. Well, what did he say?
Well, I understood that. Yeah.
How about that? You shut him up.
No, I'm not going to do it. Okay. Actually, I think my Donald Duck's pretty good.
It's
though,
not bad. Not it? Bad. Not
it's pretty
bad.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this week's pop quiz theme, all the names in the quiz are currently starring in a movie playing at a theater near you, but only one is the correct answer of their quiz. Name the name of the one who says the greatest years of his life were spending the summers at his grandparents.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh.
He's also very dyslexic, can't read. Common. Kevin Hart. Robert Redford. Channing Tatum. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. I told you a couple weeks ago, I wouldn't be surprised if Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin were married before October. They were married last week. They're married.
Thank goodness. Those two.
I know. I didn't get an invitation. Did you get an invitation, Franco?
Nope.
Oh, well. Ben Affleck takes himself in and out of rehab like he's playing in a basketball game. I don't get it. Another weird twist, Ben has already bought an engagement ring for his Playmate centerfold girlfriend, Shanna Sexton.
I wonder if that's a real name.
How do you like the name? Shanna Sexton.
That has to be real.
Yeah. Yet on Sunday, Ben was attending church with his soon-to-be ex-wife, Jennifer Gardner, and their kids. I mean, the whole thing's very odd. Movie news, December 14th, get ready for a great film, Clint Eastwood in The Mule. Now, Clint plays an unknowing mule for a Mexican cartel drug cartel. When he finds out, he explodes, and he proceeds to bust them up as only Clint Eastwood.
Even as an old man, he can still clean house.
I love that. I love it, homie. TV news, sports world is shocked that HBO has dropped boxing.
Whoa,
they say it's, no more boxing. They say it's too violent. However,
and there's always a however in life.
HBO will start covering MMA.
Well, that's a whole lot more violent than boxing.
A lot more violent. You get a guy kicking a guy his teeth out. That's a lot more. I think it has something to do with money.
Yeah, it always does.
It's not bad enough that Dancing with the Stars doesn't have any stars on the show.
I noticed.
But ABC now has Dancing with the Stars Jr. featuring Honey Boo Boo.
Oh,
wow.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Goodness.
It's like, honey, wait. Sweetheart, come on. Dancing with the Stars Jr. is coming on with Honey Boo Boo. Hurry up. Get in here. Who the hell is going to watch Honey Boo Boo?
No, but
who cares about that fat little pig?
They need to pull the plug on that show.
Oh. It's enough to make me want to stink, and you don't want me stinking.
No.
Odds and ends, Scientology is grooming Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman's adopted son, 22-year-old Connor, to be the face and the head of Scientology.
Whoa.
By the way, Nicole and Connor never speak. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Connor and Tom talk every day. It was Tom that really pushed this whole thing into happening.
Well, there's a surprise.
Yeah, really. Can you believe the number two selling album in the world is Cher's album of ABBA covers?
Yeah, I guess really? I can believe it.
Wow. ABBA covers. I like ABBA, but
interesting.
Not Cher doing them.
Hey, what'd you think of the football game last night?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, I loved it.
I did.
It was a great game.
I loved it.
It was really one of the great games. Kansas City comes back, wins the game. This quarterback passing long, passing short, passing right-handed, passing left-handed. I mean, it really is good for football. It was really great. And Missouri can be proud of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a beautiful thing. Homie, I think it's a beautiful thing.
Now I'm sorry. I watched the Jane Fonda autobiography.
I bet you are.
Which I did.
This week we're giving texting suggestions and texting hints and texting information for seniors.
All right.
We did it yesterday. I'm a senior. I can do it.
Okay.
Texting for seniors. Today, BFF. BFF, or seniors, it stands for...
Best Friend's Funeral?
Best Friend Fell.
Oh, okay. I was close. Best Friend's Funeral.
Yeah, I was close.
Best Friend Fell.
50 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Wait a minute, I just getting started. I got kind of thing to talk about on the broadcast, huh?
45 seconds.
I'm going to take him up.
Huh? 45 seconds.
I'll take him up in it.
40 seconds.
Who is dyslexic and said they love spending time with their grandparents more than anything else? Common, Kevin Hart, Robert Redford, Channing Tatum.
I'm going to go with Common.
I'm going to go Kevin Hart.
Tatum.
Kevin Hart.
The answer is Channing Tatum.
Way to go, Tim.
Take him up, Peter. You don't run away and see.
Like the rest of you, I have no idea what he said.
He didn't say "and" finally.
I think he was upset. Yeah.
No, he forgot that. Folks, we're out of here. We're all going to be reunited in about 45 minutes at our anniversary. Hey, did you check the door for gifts?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Nope.
You know what? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're going to surprise you. Yeah. Hey, thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
An hour from now, the NL Wild Card game gets underway, 8 Eastern from Wrigley Field, with the Cubs hosting the Rockies, and Colorado skipper Bud Black not concerned that his players are coming in on a funk after losing in the Monday's title game to the Dodgers.
Our guys will put it in the rear view for sure. The resiliency of this group has been awesome all year. As you guys have seen, the people in here from Denver have seen this group bounce back, and I expect that.
Of course, the Cubs come in off a loss to Milwaukee. It'll be Kyle Freeland starting for Colorado, John Lester for Chicago. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Starting pitchers were announced for Wednesday's American League Wild Card game as well. Yankees will start Luis Severino. The Oakland A's will put Liam Hendricks on the hill. The Twins have relieved Paul Molitor of